but Shiva, Lord of Destruction.
You wear his armor upon a new body, and you carry his trident. But none could master the trident of Shiva so quickly. This is why you wear the white gauntlet on your right hand and the goggles upon your brow. Shiva reached up and lowered the goggles over his eyes. It is true, I know. Throw away your trident, Agni. Give me your glove and your wand, your belt and your goggles.
He shook his head. I respect your power, Death God. Your speed and your strength. Your skill. But you stand too far away from any of these to aid you now. You cannot come at me, but I will burn you before you reach me here. Death, you shall die.
He reached for the wand at his belt. You seek to turn the gift of death against its giver. The blood-red scimitar came into his hand as he spoke.
Goodbye, Dharma. Your days are come to an end.
He drew the wand. In the name of a friendship which once existed, said the one in red, I will give you your life if you surrender to me. The wand wavered. You killed Rudra to defend the name of my wife.
It was to preserve the honor of the Lokapalas that I did it. Now I am God of Destruction and one with Trimurti.
He pointed the fire wand, and Death swirled his scarlet cloak before him. There came a flash of light so blinding that 2 miles away upon the walls of Keenset, the defenders saw it and wondered. The invaders had entered Keenset. There were fires now, screams, and the blows of metal upon wood, metal upon metal. The Rakasha pushed down buildings upon the invaders with whom they could not close. The invaders, as well as the defenders, were few in number. The main bodies of both forces had perished upon the plains. Sam stood atop the highest tower of the temple and stared down into the falling city. I could not save you, Keenset, he stated. I tried, but was not sufficient. Far below, in the street, Rudra strung his bow. Seeing him, Sam raised his lance. The lightnings fell upon Rudra, and the arrow exploded in their midst. When the air cleared, where Rudra had been standing, there was now a small crater in the center of a space of charred ground. Lord Vayu appeared upon a distant rooftop and called forth the winds to fan the flames. Sam raised his lance once more, but a dozen Vayus stood upon a dozen rooftops.
Mara, Sam said. Show yourself, dreamer, if you dare.
There was laughter all around him.
When I am ready, Kalkin, came the voice out of the smoky air. I will dare. The choice, though, is mine to make. Are you not dizzy? What would happen if you were to cast yourself down toward the ground? Would the Rakasha come to bear you up? Would your demons save you?
Lightnings fell upon all the buildings near the temple then, but above the noise came the laughter of Mara. It faded away into the distance as fresh fires crackled. Sam seated himself and watched the city burn. The sounds of fighting died down and ceased. There was only flame. A sharp pain came and went in his head. Then it came and would not go. Then it racked his entire body, and he cried out. Brahma, Vayu, Mara, and 4 demigods stood below in the street. He tried to raise his lance, but his hand shook so that it fell from his grasp, rattled on brick, was gone. The scepter, that is a skull and a wheel, was pointed in his direction.
Come down, Sam, said Brahma,
moving it slightly, so that the pains shifted and burned.
You and Dhratri are the only ones left alive. You are the last. Surrender.
He struggled to his feet and clasped his hands upon his glowing belt. He swayed and said the words through clenched teeth.
Very well, I shall come down as a bomb into your midst.
But then the sky was darkened, lightened, darkened. A mighty cry rose above the sound of the flames.
"It is Garuda," said Mara.
"Why should Vishnu come now?
Garuda was stolen, do you forget?"
The great bird dived upon the burning city, like a titan phoenix toward its flaming nest. Sam twisted his head upward and saw the hood suddenly fall over Garuda's eyes. The bird fluttered his wings, then plummeted toward the gods, where they stood before the temple.
"Red!" cried Mara. "The rider, he wears red!"
Brahma spun and turned the screaming scepter, holding it with both hands toward the head of the diving bird. Mara gestured, and Garuda's wings seemed to take fire. Vayu raised both arms, and a wind like a hurricane hammered the mount of Vishnu, whose beak smashes chariots. He cried once more, opening his wings, slowing his descent. The Rakasha then rushed about his head, urging him downward with buffets and stings. He slowed, slowed, but could not stop. The gods scattered. Garuda struck the ground, and the ground shuddered. From among the feathers of his back, Yama came forth, blade in hand, took 3 steps, and fell to the ground.